beginning of the third
shift. Yehon Daf Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph. Top. Mishnah says, Beishama Yomim, Ein Mamanin Ela Arusos. The din of Miyun is, if you have an Isha, a Katana, the Rashi says, Yisoyma, she doesn't have a father. She has a Yuhu Ima, V'yachia. Either her mother or her father married her off. So, Ela Min Erison. The din is, if she only had Erison, only had Kedushin, there's a Pasha of Miyun. Miyun means that Isha goes to Bezdin, this Katana, and says, I don't want my husband. And with that, she's finished. She doesn't need a get. That's a kula midrabbonin that Miyun helps. In other words, this Kedushin is also only midrabbonin. Midiraisa Katana can't get married. Only if she has a father, her father marries her off, that's a Kedushin midiraisa. But if she doesn't have a father, she only has a mother or a brother, so the Kedushin is only midrabbonin. So the Rabbonin will make her that when she says goodbye to her husband, that helps. She does not need a get. Shebei Shammai says the din of Miyun only applies to an arusa. Mashenkin, if they have nesuyin, they live together, then she can't be mamayin. She has to receive a get. Beisilu says no, arusas and nesuyis, both the same halacha. Even if they made nesuyin, they live together, still, kol zman she's a katana, she has a right to go to Bezdin and just say goodbye, I don't want my husband anymore, and she's muta. That a katana could say goodbye to a husband, it's only to a husband, but not to the yovan. In the case, let's say your husband died already, and now she's zokuk liyibun midrabonin to a brother-in-law. So she can't go over to the brother-in-law to make miyun, I don't want you. Miyun doesn't help by the yovim, it only helps by the baal, when the husband's alive. Beisilu says though, vibaal uviyovim. No, miyun helps both places. She's only married to her first husband, midrabonin. She was a katana. So, kol zman, the first husband is alive, pshita, she can make miyun. Now, when the first husband dies, so, midrabonin, she falls to yibum, to the brother-in-law. If she makes miyun by the brother-in-law, Pesil holds that also helps. There's no Mrs. Yibum anymore. If she makes miyun, it's like she's not married to the first brother at all, and therefore there's no Mrs. Yibum. So, miyun even helps to the yibum. Miyun has to bedafka be in front of the husband. She has to take her husband to Bezdin, and in front of the husband, she has to say, I don't want you. She can go to Bezdin herself, even though the husband is not there, and she tells Bezdin, goodbye, I don't want my husband. That's also called a good Miyun. Beisharma says the bedafka has to be in Bezdin. And the Bezdin means the Bezdin of Smuchim has to be a chosh of a Bezdin. Three people, three dayonim that have smicha. In Bezdin or even outside Bezdin. So some of course learn it means shleibe Bezdin that I call upon them, they have to be at least three, but they could even be hedjoitis. Doesn't have to be three dayonim mumchim with smicha, even three hedjoitis. Nalach, I think it's even good with two edim. Even with outside Bezdin, habiyus in front of two edim, that's also enough. Omru lem Beisilu Beishamai. Beisilu said to Beishamai, V'mamenes v'ketano afilu dalas v'epomim. The locher is, even if she got married four or five times, she could say goodbye to each husband. She could make miyun. She makes miyun first to one husband. Then she gets married to another husband. She says goodbye to him, a third, fourth, fifth. As long as she's a ketano, as long as the kedushin is only midrabbanin, she could keep on saying goodbye to her husbands. Omru lem Beishamai, Beishamai argues and says, no, ain't benois Yisrael hefka. A Jewish girl can't be hefka. She can't go and have four or five husbands. Ela memamenes. She could get married one time with Rabbanin, and if she gives me to a husband, okay, she says goodbye to him. But a mamtenes achetagdol. She has to wait then until she becomes a gedola. And then she'll get married and finished. That'll be a derisive and kedushin. And then avada, she'll say goodbye. She has to have a get. A get. Then the Mishnah ends off, v'ti moyen v'ti nosei. But if she does make miyun, she is allowed to have nesuyin. But shchurut, according to Beis Shammai, shchurut akasha, like Rashi says, perishon, when she says goodbye to her first husband, v'ti nosei, then the eitzer is, she could get married and make nesuyin. So who the kasher is, it's mashma according to Beis Shammai, that when she makes miyun one time and a husband, that's it. She's not supposed to marry a second husband, kol zman she's a katana. And right away it says no. It says v'timoyin, she could say goodbye to her first husband, v'tinosei, and then she should make nisuyin right away. So Gemara will explain what it means. Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, my time of the Beis Shammai, what's Beis Shammai's time that mashmi, if they made nisuyin, if this katana lived with the husband already, then she can't make miyin. Then the vedavka have to have a get. Rashi says, my time of the Beis Shammai, the Yamri, nisuya loy memano. Her katani, like why not? She's still a katana. The kedushin is only with the rabbonin. So what if they had nisuyin already? So what? Why shouldn't mean help with the rabbonin even if they have nisuyin? So lefi, so Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel says lefi shein tenai b'nisuyin. The lech is even if you make tenoyim in the kedushin, you can make a tenai in the kedushin. You can mekadesh an isha amna, she gives you $200, and if she doesn't give you $200, the kedushin is not chal. But that's good up until you make nisuyin. Once you live with her, once you make nisuyin, then the svar is the husband is mevatel the tenai. Since he has no living with her, the svar is mechul the tenai. So halacha is when you make nisuyin, the tenai mevatel. Lefi shein tenai b'nisuyin. Now v'yi nisuyin t'moyin, if the halacha would be that a ketana could say goodbye to a husband even after she made nisuyin, also lemeima, people are going to make a mistake. And people come to say, yesh tenai b'nisuyin. People make a mistake and say, even though they have nisuyin, but the reason why she could say goodbye to husband, people won't know it's because of miyin. They'll think, Sam, there was a tenai in the nisuyin, and they weren't mekayim the tenai, and therefore she's going out free. People make this mistake. And really, that's not halacha. Halacha is, once you have nisuyin, the husband is mechol the tenoyim. Aye, how come the ketana could go out? There's a new halacha, ketana has a right to make miyim. But people won't realize that. People will think the reason why she goes out free is because there was a tenai, there was a condition, the husband only made nisuyin, al-manash, she'll give him $200. And now what happened was she did not give him the money, therefore she went out. So people make this mistake. Therefore, Beis Shammai says, when they make nisuyin, they should not make miyim anymore. Rashi says, l'fi shein tenai, mayo ben nisuyin, shel gedoyla. By a real lady that got married, a gedoyla, it doesn't help to know him. V'afilu hevi lei tenoi b'shas kedushin, even if they made tenoyim b'shas, they got married, but the svar is, when the husband lives with her, is achule yachle, b'shas bia, v'chupa. V'chav lo kedushin kamoi. The husband, for sure, like his meichel, gives up all the tenoyim. He likes her b'shas bia, and he wants her, no matter what, that's the svar. So therefore, if you're going to tell me now that a katana can make miyan, like Rashi says, people make a mistake and think, it's not because miyan helps, but it's because she made a tanai, and the tanai helps even to mevat the nisuyin. Therefore, Beis Shammai makes a gzera that once she makes nisuyin, she cannot make miyan. So, Moriah Takasha, that's good if they have nisuyin, they live together, had bia. What about nichnasa l'chupa? Let's say they only made nisuyin with a chupa. V'loy nivalo, but they did not live together yet. Ma'ik l'meima, what can you say there? Like the Mishnah's mashma, according to Beis Shammai, when can they make miyun? Only by an arusa. Once you have more than kedushin chuppah, you have more than kedushin chuppah, she can't make miyun anymore. The question is, why not? With chuppah, l'chur is not called a bia yet. See, if they made tenoyim, and they only had chuppah, so the tenai is still chal, l'chur the husband was not moichel the tenoyim. That's only a svar if they have nisuyin, they have bia. But if stam the chuppah, you don't have that svar. So Gemara says, yes, the svar applies even by chuppah also. The svar is, l'fi shein tenai b'chuppah. There's also no tenoyim b'chuppah. Chuppah is also called like a tchilas ishus. When you make chuppah with your wife, you go under the same room like yichud, it's also a svar. A man now is closer to his wife, so mishum chibas chuppah, also it's a svar, a person is mechel any tenai. Even though he made conditions with her, that's only with the kedushin alone. But once he goes to mechuppah, he comes closer to her, the svar is mechol all the tenoyim. He wants her now no matter what. So if people are going to see that a katana can make miyon after chuppah, people will think it's not because the miyon helps, it's because even though you made a chuppah, still tenoyim help, and they'll think it's the tenai that broke the kedushin. And really that's wrong. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, "Gzeira, don't make me an after chuppah." Fight the Gemara Takasha. What's going to be Moser Av L'Shluchi Yabal? let's say after Erisin, this is the beginning of Nisuin, the beginning of Chuppah, that the Shlucha Ya'av gives her over to the Shlucha Ya'bal. In other words, the father now, or really it's Lavdavka the father. We're talking about a Ketana that doesn't have a father. But it means in the case, when after the maid Erisin, Erisin's first you make Kedushin, she stays by her father, and he goes home. Then when they want to make Nisuyin, that's when they start to send her to his house. So what's going to be if the father started to send her to the Shluchi Yabal? So that's called the beginning of Nisuyin, even though there's no Chibar all there. Like she did not meet the husband yet, there's no Chuppah yet. So Ma'ik L'Meima, what can you say over there? If the Baal, if the father sent her to the Shliach of the Baal, now that's the beginning of Nisuyin. She's not called an Arus anymore. She's out of the Rishus of the father. So Mashka from Beis Shammai in the Mishnah, that she can't make mean anymore. She's not called an Arusa. So here the Kasher is, why not? Here in the Chura, there's no Chiba, there's no love yet, the husband asked for her. He didn't even see her yet. So Gemara says, Leplug Rabbanin. This is Taka Leplug. Such a Nisuyin, that only the father gave her over to the Shliach of the Baal, but she didn't get to the Baal's house yet, they didn't even make a Chuppah yet, that's only a Leplug. That's only Mid Rabbanin. Since Lamaisa, she's not called an Arusa anymore, it's more than an Arusa. So usually, by Chuppah and by Nisuyin, there's a Svar Beis Shammai, Lufi Shein Tanoim. Therefore, they made this Gezeira. Over here, even though it doesn't pass that Svar, still it's a Loi Plug. But this is all Beis Shammai Svar. Now the Gemara says, Ubeisilu, what's Beisilu Svar? How come he says, even though they made Nisuyin, even though this Ketana lived with the husband, still she has a right to say goodbye to him? So Beisilu says there's no Gezeira. Because made the Yedi, everybody knows, the Nisuyin Ketana, the Rabbaninu. Everybody knows that she's a Ketana. And they know even though she's living with the husband, it's only Kedushin with the Rabbanin. So everybody knows that. How does she say goodbye to him? Not because there was a Tanai in the Nisuyin, but people know there's a Din Miyun. You're allowed to say goodbye to your husband. Calls them on, she's a Ketana, she's allowed to say goodbye to her husband. So therefore, Basil doesn't make any Xeris, so even though she's in the Suya, still Miyun helps. Fighter. Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, the Yarmu Tavayo, they both say a different reason than Beis Shammai. Time of the Beis Shammai, what's Beis Shammai's reason why in the Suya should not make Miyun, Rufi Shein, Odom, Oisef, Bilosa, Bilaznus? Person doesn't make Biaznus. So Rashi says, for Rabbanin kinu nisuyin l'ktana. So Rabbanin will mistake that if a man marries a ketana, like me, the rights of the Kedushin is not chal. So really it should be called like znus. But a person doesn't want to make his Biaznus. Therefore the Rabbanin will mistake kidei shlo yinogu bonin minig hefker for the Yom L'kamon, the Cheresh and Osa, that Rabbanin didn't want stam ketana to be like a hefkeris, to be a zayna. So therefore, they're mistaken that she could get married to be miyuchah to one man. That's why the Rabbanan Mechla were mistaken Kedushin via Ketana. Like this, the Ketana that does not have a father can't get married. So she'll look like a Zoyna. Let's say she has a type to be with a man. She'll go with any man. So the Rabbanan were mistaken, no, let her already get married to one man, and she won't be like a Zoyna. Now, V'yarmut, if you're going to tell me, Mimano, that she has a right to say goodbye to her husband, so the husband won't marry her. A man is not going to want to, like, let the Ketana make Miyun. Because when she makes Miyun, when she says goodbye to him, it's Oika the Kedushin of Mafreya. So let's say they were living together for 2 years. She got married, she's 8 years old. She lived with the husband for 2 years. Now that she's 10 years old, if she could say goodbye to her husband, so mean is the pshat, yoika the Kedushin of Mafreya. So it comes up now, these last 2 years, the husband, when he was living with her, it was a bias nus, because the Kedushin is bottle. So the husband's not going to want to do it. So no man is going to want to marry a Ketana. If there's a din of Miyan, he'll always be afraid that why should I live with her now, and 2 years from now she'll say goodbye to me, and it's going to come out all the bias I had with her was called a bias nus. So therefore no man is going to want to marry a Ketana. And the Rabbanon don't want that. The Rabbanan want that a Ketana should be able to get married in order that she should not remain a Zoyna. She should be miyucha to one person. So therefore the Rabbanan had to be mistaken that Miyan does not help by a Nisuya. Once the husband lived with her, that's the Svara, Miyan doesn't help. Gemara says, Nichnaso lechupa pula nivula ma'ikla meima. That's a good svar if he lived with her. He doesn't want his bia to be a bia's nus. What about if they only made chupa? Chupa lechur is not bia. So what does me care if she makes mian? Teretz says, lenichla to have a chupa disura. Also that he doesn't like. Chupa means you have like yichud with the lady, so a man also doesn't want to have yichud with the lady if it's going to come out she's not his wife. Like if she could make miyah now and say goodbye to the husband, so it's going to come out the shas chupa, he had yichud with a lady that's not his wife. So therefore a man won't want to make chupa either. So therefore the rabban had to be masakin that once you make chupa, the isha cannot say goodbye to you anymore. What about Moser Rav Lishluchi Yabal Michael Meimer? I know who there's no yichud at all. Just the father gave her over to the shliach of the Baal. So more answers again, leplug rabbanin, his taka leplug. That's the reason why Beis Shammai says she cannot make miyun once they have chuppah. And Mesira is a leplug, because it's not called an arusa anymore. Anytime she's not called an arusa, the rabbanin made this leplug. Ubeis Hillel, what's Beis Hillel Svara? Kivon diika kedushin aksuba, lo yosel lemeima di belasa bilaznus. No, a man won't think that way. Because Lamaisa, how did he live with her? He married her midrabbanan. He made kedushin. He gave her ksuba. So Lamaisa calls him on these 2 years that he was living with her. It's not really called the bias nus. He was married to a beheter. The rabbanan said, you're allowed to marry a katana. He made kedushin. He made ksuba. See, even though late at the end of the 2 years, when she makes miyun, she's oikarit lamafreya, that's only again to the din kedushin. But Lamaisa, all these 2 years, is it called the Arab Bias Nus? No. Because Bashas Maisa, every time he lived with her, it was better. It was with the Kedushin, with the Ksuba. So therefore, a man won't stop from marrying her. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, Anisha could make mian in her husband. Because even if she makes mian later, it's never called like he really did a Bias Issa. It's always called Bashas Maisa. When he lived with her, it was better. He had Kedushin then, he had a Ksuba then. See, so far, 2 reasons. Now the Gemara says a 3rd reason. The reason of Eshamai, that once you make Nisuyin, she cannot say goodbye to husband, is Mishim Peris. So what Peris means, the lacha is when Anisha gets married, her nichse milug, all the nechosim, the property that she owns, she still keeps it, but the husband has the right to work on it. The Peris, the fruits, the produce, goes to the husband. So the husband is supposed to take good care of the fields, because he knows the better he takes care of it, the more fruits there'll be, and the more he'll get from it. But here we'll soon see, if he knows that his wife could say goodbye to him any second, so it's not worth it for him to work on the fields good. He'd rather feel, let me just eat as much as I could right now. He won't plow well, he won't take good gear, he won't take good care of the fields. Because he's worried, why she spent so much time working on the fields, and then she'll say goodbye to me. So rather just let the fields go to waste, but he'll eat what's there right now. So Beis Shammai doesn't want that to happen, therefore there's this gzera that she cannot make mian anymore. Now, and time with the Beis Hillel is also Mishum Peri. What's the svaras? Time with the Beis Shammai Mishum Peri. The Yamrit Nisuya Timoya, if you're going to tell me Nisuya, even after they got married, she could still say goodbye to him. So Shamet V'yocholu Mino. You know what the husband is going to do? He's going to fast, chop, and eat as much as he could. Because he's going to think, to saif, lemefekaima. Like, why should I spend time plowing on the field, making the field really good? Anyway, she may kick me out any day now. So why should I work on the field to make the field good? I might as well just, let me eat whatever's there. I'll be busy eating, not busy plowing, taking care of the fields. So the rabbanim don't want that to happen. Therefore, they made this din, she cannot make mian. Beis Hillel holds just the opposite, Adarabba, just the opposite. Since you say what? That she has the possibility to make miyun, to say goodbye to him. So the husband wants to make sure to act nice to her that she won't do that. So therefore it's a svara ashpuche mishabechlu. He'll for sure make the field good. He'll be mishabechit. He'll work hard to make it grow well. Because Savri thinks like this. Diloi, because if I don't work on the fields good, then for sure I'm lost. Is Aitzi La Kroivela, that her Kroivim will give her an Aitzah to get rid of me. I'm a batlin, I'm nothing. They'll tell you, look at this man you married. He can't even take care of your fields. Get rid of him. So the husband, anyway, will work hard to make sure the fields are well. Well, Mafak Lamine, like any Monashach,
He has nothing to gain by not working. Because by not working, for sure, she'll get rid of him. So Mela, the man thinks, I might as well prove myself and work hard, and then we'll have a nice marriage. So Beis Hillel is not afraid, Mishum Peri. So therefore, just the opposite, according to Beis Hillel. That's why she could make Mian, in order that the husband should be scared and do a good job. Well, it says, Rav Amar, Rav says, Hainu Taima de Beis Hillel Shammai. You know what Beis Shammai Svar is? Another Svar. Sheinodam Terech Besudam Asida. Another Svar. Man won't want to marry an Isha then. If the man knows that she could just say goodbye to him, he won't want to make Nisuyin. He has to make a big party, spend the thousands of dollars, and then the next day she'll say goodbye to him. It's not worth it for me. So a man will never marry a Ketana. So therefore, the Rabbanon had to make this takana that once you have Nisuyin, once you live together, then she can't say goodbye to you anymore. Ubeis Hillel, what's Beis Hillel Svara? Tavayo Nichalu, Kidei Deleifa Kalayo Kol Deishas. Beis Hillel says that's not a Svara. A man would rather take the gamble, even though he knows that maybe she could get rid of him, but it's still worth it for him to get married, because even a man also wants to have a name that he was married. It's prestige. He wants to have a shame he was married. So it's kedai for him to marry the Ketana, to have a name that he was married, even though maybe she'll say goodbye to him. The Rashi says, Hilkach Lemimnoi. Therefore, Beis Hillel is not afraid people will stop marrying Ketanas. If a man likes a Ketana, he'll marry her. I maybe will lose out later, she'll say goodbye to him. But right now, he thinks it's kedai for me to be called a Nisuyah. The life of Kalai called Ishus. He wants to have a name that he's married. It's kedai for him to have a shame. He's a married man, even though he'll take the gamble, maybe she'll say goodbye to him. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Vesham Yerim Babau. What does Mian help? Mian only helps with your husband. Because the man, your husband, is alive, you could say goodbye to her. But once your husband dies, and now it's a mitzvah yibum, she can't say goodbye to the yavam anymore. Beis Hillel says yes, even to the yavam she could say goodbye. Omer Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia says like this, Mimamenes lemamorei. It's even according to Beis Hillel that she could make Mian with the yavam, it only means if the yavam made maimer. That means the Yavam made a Kedushim with the Rabbanin. So now, she does not have to receive a get, but she can make Mian on that Maimer. But you should know, the Eina Mimamenes Lizikosai. If the Yavam didn't do anything yet, he didn't make any Maimer. There's only Zika that she's talking to him. Then her Mian doesn't help anymore. She cannot, like, be Oikia, the Kedushim of the first husband, because he's dead already. So Lamaisa, once he died, she now, his wife, is Zokuk to the brother. So that she can't take away anymore. Her Maimer, her Mian, does not for the Zika. That Beis Hillel says she can make Mian on the Yavam, it only means if the Yavam made Maimer, she can make Mian to the Maimer. But more than that, she can't do. Omer Rav Chizr, Rav Chizr says, my timer the Rebbe Yoshia, what's the Boishi Svara? Maimer the Midaita Matsuyokra. Maimer that the Yavam made with his own will, he didn't have to do it. So since he himself did it, that's as far as she could take it away. But Zika, that there's a mitzvah Zika here, that's the Bar Kocha. It has nothing to do whether he wants to or not. Lamaisa, his brother died, and they had no children, and he's the brother that's alive now. So the Torah put Zika upon him, it's not up to him. Therefore, Lamatzokra. Therefore, she can't take it away. That's the Svara. She can't take away something the Torah put there. Even though it's not really Midiraisa either, because the old Kedusha was only Midirabonin. I mean, this Zika was also only Midirabonin, because we're talking about she's a Ketana. So she was only married Midirabonin in the first place. So when the first husband dies, Midiraisa, it's nothing. It's only Midirabonin. But our co-partner Midirabonin, though, the Zika is Chava Kocha. It's not something that the Yavam has to do. It happens by itself. When the husband dies, she's automatically now Zokah to the Yavam. So therefore, she cannot be Oikar the Zika. For the Gemara Akashia, that a Svara. Barei Bia. What's going to be if the Yavam makes Bia with her? The Bar Kocha. The Lacha is the Yavam can be Voyala even if she doesn't want, and he's Kaina. To make a regular Kedushin and a Suyin, it's only Merit Kaina. But by a Yibum, there's a Lacha Filu Bar Kocha.